You're listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. I'm Coach Mel. Join us as we embrace the journey of connecting mind, body, and spirit in our community and beyond. All right. Welcome to Three Peaks Strong podcast, everyone. I'm Coach Mel. I am so thrilled to be able to chat with you today. Isn't it just a gorgeous day? Well, it is today. I'm not sure about the day that you're going to be listening to this, but today it's a beautiful day. And I am thrilled to be able to share something that's been deep on my heart for a bit. You know, I feel like it's interesting when I listen to podcasts or when I read books or whatever I'm doing. A lot of the stuff that I read is very much based on self-development and personal development and making changes. And the thing that's fascinated me the most with this process of growing and learning and developing a growth mindset is that it's very interesting how people's minds work around changing things and making their goals happen. And the thing about a goal, when we set a goal, it's so easy, I think, to just have a vision and set a goal for some people. It's a whole other ballgame to actually take action. So today, my topic for you today is, you know, how do we take action? Like, why do we take action? And are you ready to take action? Like, what helps you get ready? So many times in life, we have such a great idea, right? So it could be anything. It could be a project you have at home, or, you know, you want to get into great shape. You want to start putting yourselves first. You want to do all the things, right? And a lot of people can gain momentum. They can, when life is easy, right? They gain momentum when life is easy. And that seems to be the topic that I notice so much. So is that when life is easy, it's okay to ride that. It seems like it's fine and we're able to kind of ride that wave a little bit. But when life gets really challenging, that's when all of our old patterns and behaviors start to creep back in. And so what does it actually take? What does it actually take to make those goals reality, to actually take action? Because as soon as life creeps back in, so does a very big word that I'm going to call the E word, okay? It's called the excuses. And, you know, I know this may be contrary to some people. Maybe some people say, oh, no, you don't understand. You know, XYZ happened. You don't understand XYZ happened. Okay, I understand that life happens. It does. I can go into an entire podcast about life and all the things, but it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't serve me to focus all of my time about sharing with you all of the things that life has served me, okay, has given me. Because life has given me an opportunity to work through those things and make choices on continuing down my path to reach my goals versus having the big E, the big excuse, come up and stop me. And so are there really any excuses out there? Be honest with yourself here. Are there really any excuses out there more important than you making a positive change for your health? Sit with that for a minute. Is there anything in the world, anything, that would constitute you having the, and you're going to hate the word excuse, but that's what it is, to literally stop being healthy? That's a hard one for me to believe there could be anything in this world that would give you a big enough excuse to stop being healthy. And that's ranging from, you know, like a crazy schedule all the way up to, you know, some serious health stuff. Like, we can still work on ourselves, our mind, our body, our spirit. We can still take steps forward to being healthy. But so often people have the big E come up when life happens. They're like, oh, no, this happened. I can't do this. And I just don't believe that's so, my friends. I just don't believe that's so. If we're honest, there really isn't an excuse out there big enough to stop us from living a life that's positive, living a life that is, you know, attempting to be as the healthiest we can. Like, there is nothing out there. So why on earth do we wait? Why on earth do we wait until we are so miserable that we have no other option to change something? Or we're faced with such dire circumstances that literally force us to make a huge decision toward getting our life under control or making better decisions and better choices. Why do we end up waiting so long? You know, I've heard many testimonies of, well, you know, I ended up in the hospital with, you know, X, Y, and Z, or, you know, I lost all this weight and I gained it all back, and because X, Y, Z happened. And, you know, this cycle of up and down and up and down and up and down. And I want you to think about, what is it going to take for me to actually put on the brakes and put myself first? It's really pretty interesting to me, how human nature goes. And it's just who we are. It's animals, people, like, we are all the same. We want to move away from things that hurt us. Okay. And sometimes in a negative way, if we feel soreness or pain, you know, like in uncomfortableness, we move away from those things when really we should be pressing into the uncomfortable situations. But let me give you this example. When a little kid touches a wood stove after they've been told, don't touch that because it's hot. My grandson, he's amazing. He, every time I see him, every time we get to FaceTime, and he'll point over at his parents' stove and he'll say, hot, hot. Like, he knows. And he also knows not to touch it. So he's already been warned. That is hot. Don't touch it. You're going to hurt yourself. And I'm hoping that just stays that way, right? And so he doesn't go and actually touch that and actually have to feel that pain. But the reality is, in life, when a little kid touches a wood stove after being told, don't touch that, it's hot, and they touch it, what happens when they do that? It's painful, and they move away. They don't just keep their hand on it in general. They move away from the pain. They move away from the pain. They cry. They have a response. We all move away from pain, or we attempt to, when the pain gets too much. And like I said, there are pains in our life that we do have to embrace. We do have to embrace uncomfortable situations. We do have to embrace getting out of our comfort zone, getting out of our own head. We do have to embrace that. But soreness when you're starting to work out again, we have to embrace that. We have to go through that. But when we have life stuff going on, whether it's mind, your body is breaking down, your, you know, diet is out of control, all those things, most people that I've come across end up waiting until the pain gets so much that they literally have no other option. And that really breaks my heart, because it doesn't have to be that way. It's human nature that we move away from pain. But goodness, what if we could literally be a little bit more proactive and take those steps ahead of time? Why can't we just take steps forward before the pain gets miserable? It usually, from my experience and what I've seen, and even in my own life, it's usually from fear. We don't take those steps soon enough before we have to take the step because of pain. We don't take it soon enough because we have a driving fear. And I want you to pay attention to the word driving, because this is really key in this message today. See, fear is completely normal. It is actually a real response that we should be always, you know, aware to see that something is, you know, allowing us to be reminded that something is concerning us. We should probably investigate more. That's normal. But a lot of times, for a lot of people, and myself included at several seasons of life, fear has been in the driver's seat of my life. Fear is in many people's driver's seats in their life, not in the passenger seat. When fear is in the driver's seat, it literally drives us everywhere. It drives us into situations that, you know, move us away from our goals, drives us into situations that are more reactive versus just having a thought process that is, you know, a good response. But fear controls us. And when it does, we end up becoming paralyzed and we stop taking action. That's the key here. Like, we stop taking action when fear drives us. If fear is in the passenger seat, and that's okay. If it's in the passenger seat, it's okay, because you can acknowledge, all right, I see you, fear. You're right there. You're warning me of something. I'm going to embrace what's coming and I'm going to move through it, versus letting it stop us and paralyze us. So when it comes to our health and fitness, fear is an interesting thing. It says, if you go to the gym, you're going to be so sore. You're going to be too sore. What if people laugh at you? What if you fail? What if you hurt yourself? Change is hard, and we just can't do hard right now. My friends, fear is a liar. Fear is there to stop you and paralyze you if it is in the driver's seat. Let me say that again. Fear is a liar. That fear that is controlling you right now, it's lying to you. It's telling you you can't do something that you actually can do. If you choose to put fear in the passenger seat, recognizing that you're concerned about something, recognizing your maybe worry about something, but not letting it drive your decisions and paralyze you. So what if you could tell yourself, okay, fear, I see you. You're right there in the passenger seat. Yes, going to the gym, this is just an example, going to the gym is a real concern. I'm nervous. I'm afraid. I'm, you know, worried that I'm gonna, you know, be super sore. Okay. Just an example. It could be about anything. But what if you also said to that fear, all right, fear, what if I succeed? What if I can embrace this concern, take a step forward, and actually become stronger mentally? More than ever in my life. Not only physically, but like mentally as well. Just by choosing to do this hard thing, fear, I could become mentally stronger. What if the verbiage that you used with yourself was like that? Like things like, what if I become healthier? How do you literally argue with a fear response of, I'm going to be so strong? Well, what if you become healthier? What if you live a longer life? When you respond to fear with a positive outcome, you're building that confidence within yourself versus allowing that fear to control you. So what if you become physically stronger? What if you live a longer, healthier life by allowing yourself to be uncomfortable now? What if you accomplish things that you could never dream of? What if you feel amazing? What if you inspire others? What if you leave a better legacy? What if? My friends, this is the thing that is so profound to me. Fear for so many of us literally holds us back. And I've watched it throughout my own life, in people that I know, relationships, and it can literally paralyze you to the point where you move away from your destiny. And that's heartbreaking. So what if? What happens if you step forward? What happens if you wait? What happens if you continue to wait? For the example of, you know, getting healthier physically, okay? So what happens if you continue to wait? What happens if you continue to just put your health off until things are a little bit more, you know, stable or less stressful, or you have more time? I'll tell you what happens. You'll never start putting yourself first. There will never be a perfect time. That is something I have learned the hard way, in many seasons, but, you know, very recent seasons, absolutely. There is never going to be a perfect time. You just have to jump in. You just have to jump in. And if we don't start walking forward and actually take those steps forward and taking action and just start doing it, we'll never start. So what if you could just trust yourself enough and just take that step forward without having to have it all figured out, without having all the answers right before you, or figure out in your mind, well, how's this going to turn out? How are people going to respond to me? Who cares? What if you just start walking forward? You know, it's a beautiful picture. Like, I love being a grandma. It's one of the most fabulous things I've ever experienced in my life. And the one thing that I've learned, many things from my grandson, but the one thing that I've learned that I've got to see in real action is the perseverance to walk. All right. So, you know, in our life, you know, we start from a baby and we get the opportunity to stand up and learn how to stand and have that stability on our feet when we're little, when we're babies, right? And my grandson, when he started getting that stability to just kind of let go of the couch and start standing there, that was a beautiful thing because he was learning how to build that, you know, internal, I can do this, that confidence in himself, feeling stable, feeling balanced, feeling in control, that he could take a step forward. And every single time he took a step forward, when he started out, he fell. He fell right back down because he wasn't quite balanced. It's because he hadn't quite had enough practice. So in this life, we're going to stand up. We're going to have a focus. We're going to start moving forward and we're probably going to fall. That's normal. That's a normal part of learning how to walk. And quote unquote, the walk could be your fitness journey, your nutrition journey, your relationships, whatever it is. But the key for little babies, the key with my grandson was that he kept trying. He got right back up and he started taking another step and he fell again. And he got back up and he kept trying again and he never stopped. And now he runs. What if he just didn't get up again? What if he just didn't try again? He wouldn't walk and he certainly wouldn't be running. So my friends, envision that. Like, I have an opportunity right now to just get up, take a step forward, and walk forward. I may fall a little bit, but the more I get back up and walk forward in whatever it is, nutrition, health, whatever it is, I'm going to gain momentum. I'm going to get my bearings straight. I'm going to get my balance in life. I'm going to get there. And you continue to go forward. That's what can happen when you put fear in the passenger seat and you take control of the steering wheel of your life. So today, you can do that. You can literally put the brakes on fear, get it in the passenger seat, get back in the driver's seat of your own life, and make a change. You can take action today, one step at a time, toward becoming the very best self yet. I would love to join you on this journey. I want to see you succeed. That is my heart and my mission. It's literally a passion that I have to literally watch other people take steps forward and watch them gain momentum and, you know, see them succeed. And I think the fault that I have so much of the time is that I can see you succeed. I can see them succeed way before they can see themselves succeed. And so my life mission is literally to help you get up and get moving, get focused, get healthy, not just physical gym stuff, literally just your mindset. I have lots to share with you across the course of the next few weeks that has to do with mindset and the things that have absolutely impacted me so strongly over the last few months. But I want to encourage you, take that step forward. Whatever is scaring you, That is fear controlling you, and it doesn't need to. All right, my friends, take action. Be courageous because you are so worth it. You really are worth it. All right? Okay, that's what I have for you today. If I can be of help, please let me know. Reach out to info@3peakscrossfit.com let me see how I can help you. All right? All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the 3 Peaks Strong podcast. If you found any of this podcast helpful, we'd love for you to share it with your friends and family and leave us a 5-star review.